Lee Malvo will appear in court today in Fairfax County, Virginia. The 17-year-old defendant in the Washington, D.C. area sniper shootings faces a hearing to decide whether he'll be tried as an adult. Virginia law nearly guarantees that Malvo will be moved into adult court, where he'll face a possible death sentence. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Like many states, Virginia has been making it easier for juvenile defendants to be tried in adult court. For violent crimes, the move is practically automatic, according to experts on the state's criminal code. Robert Shepard, professor emeritus at the University of Richmond, says the prosecutor only has to establish a link between Malvo and the crime, what's known as probable cause.
Well, essentially it means that a crime has been committed and that the person charged, in this case Lee Malvo, was involved in committing that offense.
The crime in this case is the shooting death of FBI analyst Linda Franklin, one of 13 people shot last October during the sniper spree. When Malvo made his first appearance in court in November, prosecutor Robert Horan told reporters about one key piece of evidence that could help link Malvo to that crime.
An analysis of the Bushmaster rifle that was found had the fingerprint of the juvenile on it. No other identified prints on the rifle other than this.
Horan may want to present experts who will match Malvo's fingerprints to those on the gun. The gun was found in the car where Malvo was sleeping with his alleged accomplice, John Muhammad, when they were arrested last October. Horan may have ballistics experts appear to show that the bullet that killed Franklin came from that rifle. But Professor Robert Shepard says the prosecutor has an incentive to present as little information as possible.
You're certainly not going to show your hand totally. You're going to produce the minimal amount of evidence that is necessary to link Malvo to a crime that has been committed.
That means the prosecutor may hold on to one of the most spectacular pieces of evidence, Malvo's reported confessions to pulling the trigger in more than one of the shootings. The prosecutor may wait for the actual trial to present that. Defense attorneys face limited options for keeping Malvo out of adult court. Professor Shepard says in the past, attorneys have raised questions about a juvenile defendant's competency to stand trial.
Can he understand what would take place in a trial proceeding in the circuit court? Can he cooperate with his attorney?
Opponents of the juvenile death penalty argue that young people like Malvo are too immature to assist in their own defense. They also say juvenile defendants are unable to anticipate the consequences of their violent actions. But at this point, Virginia law won't allow Malvo's lawyers to go deeply into his mental state, the fact that he came from a broken home, that he apparently only attended school sporadically. Andy Block represents young defendants in Charlottesville, Virginia. He says Malvo's attorney also cannot use this hearing to argue that John Muhammad was the mastermind behind the crimes.
So even though at least the news accounts suggest that Malvo was manipulated in this case, that he was, you know, the pawn to Muhammad's chess player, that he has very little education, that he was quite dependent on this adult, that doesn't matter in this hearing.
Nevertheless, this hearing presents an important challenge for prosecutors. They've made no secret of the fact that their goal is to get the death penalty for Malvo. If he is found guilty, a technical mistake at any stage could open the sentence to an appeal, something prosecutors will want to avoid. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.